Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour. We got Dominic, we got Fancy, Brian, we got Evan here screening the calls in the world headquarters. You know, so use them, make them go to work at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I'd like to lead back in this happier happy hour to you, our atheist panelist, with this fine story. I found it over at the Raw story, but before I found it here, I found it with a link to the IRS website. Apparently, a TikToker had made a complaint about a church, a pastor, and had made a complaint to the IRS seeking to withdraw their tax-exempt status. And apparently, Dom, it freaking worked. Now, we can talk about personal tax enough already, and we can talk about the fact that corporations are doing their fair share. But churches ain't paying anything, man.
Nada. Zilch. Zero. And that's something that abso-friggin-lutely needs to change.
Well, the guy did kind of have it coming. Let me read a little bit. Contributions to Global Vision Church apparently will no longer be tax deductible after the lead pastor went off on a rant about Democrats and former President Joe Biden. What happened? Something happened I didn't know about?
Come on.
It was just a few weeks ago that Pastor Greg Locke ranted, "You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation." I'm to the place right now that if you vote Democrat, I don't even want to be around you to be around this church. You can get out, Locke yelled at one point in his sermon. You get out, you demon. You get out, you baby butchering election thief. You get out, you baby butchering election thief. Now, I know you go on an occasional rant, Don, but I don't think you've ever, you know, strung those four together. It was just last year that the self-proclaimed prophet said,
"Oh yeah, okay,
that's President crazy. Joe Biden was possessed by a demon." Last week, a religious freedom group, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, filed a complaint against Locke and his church. Their letter explains that Locke also clearly told his congregants to vote against the Democrats from the pulpit of his church, which they said violates the law, and we ask for an investigation into Locke's conduct under 26 U.S.C. 7611. But on Sunday, Locke proclaimed he doesn't want the IRS's tax-free status. IRS, we don't need your stupid tax-exempt status. I renounce 501c3 communion. Oh, pardon communism. Me, communism.
I renounce 501c3 communism. What?
I will take their 501c3 communism.
You were just using the 501c3 so your donors could get a tax, which is just unbelievable. Your donors could get a tax deductible write-off for giving money to your organization. And it was fine, and you did that. And now, all of a sudden, now that you're not doing it, it becomes communism. It's communism, I tell you.
You're a communist.
He explained he gave the status up voluntarily rather than the IRS stepping in and revoking it. He told the group that no one asked him to be there Sunday, and when people protested his comments, they were called a demon and told parishioners to drag people out. I mean, come on, man. You're going to start paying property taxes too now, Locke? That'd be a nice change. Can we stop doing this with
you
religion?
You can't fire me. I quit.
Mythologies, please. Can we just make them pay their fair share? What is the societal benefit of mythology. Can someone please explain that to me? What benefit is this guy calling people butchers and accusing people of being communist and, you know, engaging in communism himself, I guess, until he wasn't? And what is the benefit of this? You want religious freedom? Fine. But why got to fund your religious freedom?
You know, I appreciate religion because it lays out the hierarchy. Those of us, the good people that are going to heaven, the heathens like you going to hell.
There's no such thing as either of them. What if you're all wrong in this existence, this mortality, this thing that we feel that we have right now, this is what you get. This is heaven or your hell.
Maybe Lita Ford was right the whole time. Or was it Debbie Gibson that said, ooh, baby, heaven is a place on earth?
I don't know.
Jack from Merrimack, it's heavenly when you call. Welcome,
oh,
sir.
Man, these people drive me crazy. Hey, Jack.
He doesn't mean you specifically, Jack.
we'll see, Jack.
Yeah, I'm probably going to the other place anyway. I'll meet a lot of friends there.
Dom will buy you one.
All right. I'll take one. Anyway, I wanted to kind of go back to the swamp and Rebecca Crayfish. I have trouble with the owl there. Anyway, the swamp, yes. Stranglehold on Wisconsin government. Now, let's see. Starting around 2011, they voted themselves into a gerrymandered stranglehold on Wisconsin government that they've had for a dozen years. That is where the swamp is. And that's what we got to try to clear out this next election as we can.
Jack, they couldn't even clean their own swamp. Down at the old GOP convention, they wanted to get rid of Speaker Voss, you know, sort of as the informal leader of the party. They couldn't even pass a resolution. They only had 40% support. Who's swampier than Boss Voss?
Well, yeah, and then there's this thing about the election. 40% of these people are saying, yeah, we think the election was stolen after, let me think now, excuse me if I don't get all these right, but something like 60 evidence-free litigations from the Supreme Court on down to Wisconsin Supreme Court, on down to local courts and federal courts. Let's see, certification by every state. And over half of those states had the certification process in some way in Republican hands. How many audits, and recounts? I just lost count.
Come on, man. Gableman's still out there digging. We're on pause
on the case, man.
Until future litigation. Then he'll dig some more.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, the fact that these guys are obviously just a bunch of sore losers who keep on beating this dead horse because they haven't anything else to stir them up, and they plan to vote anyway. Now, if the elections truly are fraudulent, why would you bother?
Yeah, that's the part that doesn't make any sense.
I can't
sense.
Answer that one.
Well, I mean, that's the part that doesn't make any sense. How about the part that they were all elected on the same ballot, same day, same election cycle? Thanks for the call,
that,
Jack.
That makes more sense to me because, of course, the accusatory tone has always been directed towards, you know, the Zuckerbuck-funded, dim-run cities like Milwaukee and Green Bay and Madison, of course.
Yeah, but other Republican areas got money as well.
Well, they always neglect to mention that part.
Well, that doesn't make
really
any sense.
And it's really only under suspicion where they had the high number of, you know, absentee ballots.
Let's just put it out there, right? They're mad because more people probably
voted
came out
Democrat.
To vote. Well, because more people came out to vote, right?
Didn't have to come out to vote. They voted absentee.
Ah,
from
more
the
people
graveyards,
engaged.
From the
and what they do not
homes.
Want is an engaged population because they will lose every time. The more people that vote, they will not get the votes, so they will continue to lose. That's why you see this reaction. That's why you see these efforts to keep people from the ballot box, to put in all sorts of barriers, because they don't want people to vote. They only want their people to vote for them And that is not a democracy.
Well, the
and,
interesting part is if they have to disenfranchise a few of their own along the way, they're fine with
that. They're fine
with
martyring some of their own. But and heaven forbid you adapt and evolve your policies and philosophies if you're not getting enough people to support you. Can't do that now, can you? Because what, God told you to? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, they've been pretty staid since, let's say, the Civil War. 844. 967-27 Yes.
Let me throw this out there, and I know we got some callers, and I want to make sure we give you some time. And so, the last couple of minutes here, you brought up the religious thing. This guy Locke, I mean, he's the new D-bag of the day for sure. But there's been a study that came out, Christianity Today, apparently did a study, released the details of extensive sexual abuse within the Southern Baptist Convention, the SBC. As they quote, the convention had a secret list of more than 700 abusive pastors. Pardon me. 700. But chose to protect the denomination from lawsuits rather than the victims or potential future victims in the pews. Instead, protecting predators became the norm, and victims of abuse were frequently blamed. One victim, whose abuse started when she was 14, was forced to apologize in front of the church, but forbidden to name the pastor who had forcibly impregnated her. So here we and the same Catholic Church thing, the big religious organizations, right? And these, I mean, the Southern Baptist Convention, I mean, talk about anti-abortion, man. And this is how they treat their people. This is how they treat their congregations. They pied 700 abusive pastors.
Do you recall how Ron Johnson, now current U.S. Senator, came to prominence? Although he is a Protestant, he went and gave public testimony on behalf of the Catholic Church, saying that effectively they should be able to shield their assets through the bankruptcy laws from the victims of sexual abuse. Because if the Catholics couldn't shield their dollars from, you know, the victims, well, what about other organizations like the Boy Scouts of America and these other organizations? You know, while they would all fall prey to having to compensate their victims.
Oh, terrible. So what? That's the point.
If you'll recall, the Boy Scouts had a little bit of a predator issue as well, as did many other organizations. Anyways, come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's say this and put this out there. We subsidize by these organizations not paying taxes. We, the American people, subsidize the SBC having a secret list of 700 abusive pastors, letting them prey on their congregations. There's your tax dollars, hard at work. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
You're a communist.
We're on a mission from God.
Thank you. Go get him.
There is no God.
That's up to them.